Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant move to tighten the rules for foreign funding of non-governmental organizations, the Ministry of Home Affairs has introduced amendments to the Foreign Contribution Regulation rules, marking the most substantial change in years. The Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, or FCRA, is the primary law governing the acceptance and utilization of foreign contributions and hospitality by individuals, associations, and companies in India. Its main objective is to ensure that foreign money does not negatively impact internal security, sovereignty, and integrity, or the functioning of democratic institutions. The Act is administered by the Ministry of Home Affairs, signaling that foreign funding is treated as a matter of national security and public order. Any non-governmental organization or association wishing to receive foreign contributions must obtain prior registration or seek prior permission and route all such funds through a single designated FCRA account at the State Bank of India, Main Branch, New Delhi. The legislative history of FCRA is worth noting, as it has undergone significant changes over the years. The 2026 amendment to the 2011 rules introduces a series of front-loaded eligibility, disclosure, and fee requirements. The core changes shift the regulatory burden to the front of the life cycle, where the state now screens an NGO's stated purpose, geographic reach, leadership, and financial seriousness before money is permitted to flow, and demands visibility into the true source of foreign money. What makes this significant is the requirement to name the ultimate donor behind an intermediary or a donor-advised fund, which targets a known transparency gap. Donor-advised funds allow contributors to pool money and direct grants, while the original contributor stays one step removed from the recipient. By piercing this veil, the Ministry of Home Affairs seeks to identify the real foreign source rather than the conduit, which is central to the Act's security rationale. The amendment matters for the government, as it closes perceived loopholes in source tracing and ensures that only organizations with demonstrated activity and a clear, declared mandate receive foreign funds. The 10 lakh rupees spend floor is designed to filter out dormant or shell entities that retain FCRA status without meaningful work on the ground. But why does this matter? It is because the government wants to regulate foreign funding strictly, while also preserving a vibrant, autonomous civil society. However, for the voluntary sector, the rules raise the compliance threshold sharply. Smaller NGOs operating on modest budgets may struggle to demonstrate the spend floor, multipurpose and multi-state organizations face cumulative fees, and the screening of foreign functionaries narrows leadership choices for genuinely international civil society bodies. So, what exactly changed? The new rules introduce stricter eligibility criteria, increased disclosure requirements, and higher fees for NGOs. Civil society groups and commentators have raised several objections, including the chilling effect on advocacy, disproportionate burden on small NGOs, exclusion of foreign expertise, and a pattern of cancellations. The amendment follows years in which the FCRA registrations of a large number of NGOs were cancelled or allowed to lapse, raising concerns about a shrinking civic space. Now, let us turn to the constitutional angle. The deepest tension is with Article 19(1)(c) of the Constitution, which guarantees all citizens the right to form associations or unions. Critics argue that severe conditions on foreign funding can indirectly throttle the functioning of associations and therefore touch this freedom. The state's defense rests on Article 19(4), which permits reasonable restrictions on the right to form associations in the interests of the sovereignty and integrity of India, public order, and morality. The Supreme Court's position on this matter is significant. In Noel Harper v. Union of India, 2022, the Supreme Court upheld the validity of the FCRA Amendment Act, 2020, including the bar on subgranting and the mandatory opening of an FCRA account at the SBI main branch, New Delhi. The court reasoned that no one has a vested right to receive foreign contribution and that the inflow of foreign money carries the potential to influence national polity. It held that the legislature is entitled to enact strict regulatory measures and that such regulation does not amount to a prohibition on the right to associate. Now, let us look at the analysis and way forward. The 2026 amendment is consistent with the trajectory of FCRA jurisprudence. Since 2020, the state may regulate foreign funding strictly, so long as it stops short of an outright prohibition and the restrictions are reasonable. The balance the government must maintain is between two legitimate goals, protecting national security and the integrity of democratic institutions on one side, and preserving a vibrant, autonomous civil society on the other. A calibrated path forward would include proportionality in thresholds, predictable and time-bound processing, reasoned cancellations, single-window digital compliance, and periodic review. The legitimacy of the regime will ultimately turn on whether it is administered as a tool of regulation rather than as an instrument of selective restriction. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, both in governance and polity. You should note the key facts, such as the FCRA 2010 replacing the 1976 Act, the administration by the Ministry of Home Affairs, and the FCRA account at the SBI main branch, New Delhi. Remember this number, 10 lakh rupees, the spend floor for renewal. Also, note the 5-sector purpose schedule, religious, cultural, economic, educational, and social. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The parent law is the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, 2010, which replaced the original 1976 Act. The rules amended are the Foreign Contribution Regulation Rules, 2011, with the amendment notified by the Ministry of Home Affairs on 22 June 2026, with immediate effect. The administering ministry is the Ministry of Home Affairs, not the Ministry of Finance. The spend floor for renewal is a minimum of 10 lakh rupees on core activity over the two prior financial years. There is an additional scope fee of 300 rupees extra for each additional purpose or each additional state of operation. Associations with foreign nationals, other than persons of Indian origin, as key functionaries are ordinarily not considered for registration. New disclosures include the ultimate donor behind intermediaries and donor-advised funds, social media handles, and the geographic area of operation. In conclusion, the 2026 amendment to the FCRA rules marks a significant tightening of foreign funding norms for NGOs in India, with implications for both the government and civil society. As you prepare for your UPSC exams, remember to consider the constitutional angle, the Supreme Court's position, and the key facts and numbers related to FCRA. The balance between regulating foreign funding and preserving a vibrant civil society is crucial, and this topic is sure to be relevant in the context of governance, polity, and national security.